This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Leslie Gould, who is the executive director of the Greater Beverly Chamber of Commerce. And Leslie, welcome. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to join us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Coming up Thursday, you have the two candidates running for mayor in the city of Beverly at a forum, a breakfast forum there sponsored by the chamber. Mike Cahill, the current mayor, and Jamie Zarella, the challenger. And we have a link down below. Folks will be able to see this to get tickets if they're interested in it. But what can you tell us about the event on Thursday in Beverly?
So this is a moderated event. We have already sent questions to the candidates, so there are no surprises because, as we always let them know, this is not some kind of a witch hunt. This is supposed to be an educational forum to help with our business, you know, community, so that everyone gets to know who these candidates are, where they stand, and what their vision is for the future. I mean, even though, say, the, you know, current mayor has been there for quite some time now, you don't always know what he's thinking for, you know, the next 5 years or the next 2 years, et cetera. So I think that we consider this an opportunity for everyone in the community. It is not just for the chamber members, but actually for the entire community. And the cost is low. It's $20. It covers the breakfast, basically. And it is a moderated event. We have our government affairs chairperson and GBCC board member, Richard Vincent, will be the moderator. And it will be an hour long, from 9 to 10, but there is, you know, the doors will open around 8:30. People can get their breakfast, register, mix and mingle, et cetera, and then we'll do our very, very best to be very prompt and get people out of there within an hour. We've, I know I'm kind of rambling, but we have secured about 10 questions that came in through our membership. These are on all different kinds of topics, and, you know, we hope to get to at least 8, and then we definitely want to be able to open this up for the last 10 minutes or so to the membership to ask their own questions of the candidates.
All right. Well, sounds good. I mean, it, at this point, people need an informational type format, and that's exactly what this would be for sure, to hear the candidates kind of side by side on the issues. Any particular issue that you know of that will come up on Thursday?
Yes. I mean, we're going to be talking about housing, transportation, of course, development. The Hall Whitaker Bridge is obviously a very hot topic. We'll have some sustainability questions, you know, things like that. It's all about, you know, at the end of the day, the sort of overlying umbrella for the chamber is economic development, workforce development. How do you keep people in town? How do you create a strong community through the workforce? This is a business-focused event, so that should be stated. We're not going to be talking about beaches and parks and that sort of thing. We are definitely all, you know, these questions are very business-focused, issue-oriented in that sense, so people should know that. But it's another, quite frankly, I mean, that's kind of what makes the community vibrant, along with our amazing schools and other nonprofit organizations. I just think it's important to know that people know that, but that they'll also, you know, if they're usually not into something like that, this will help them become even more well-rounded with what's on the minds of the candidates, for sure. Infrastructure, of course, is another one that I did not mention.
No, that's great. Great heads up. No witch hunt, though, but that's for the folks on the other side of the Beverly-Salem Bridge, though.
Exactly. We'll keep those witches out of here. But, I mean, we have to be respectful, right? I mean, this isn't, you know, we've got enough in our daily news feeds from all over the country and the world of all kinds of fun things happening out there in politic land, and we just don't need that here. This is going to be a very respectful forum. It always is. We've done this actually several times in the last few years that I've been the chamber director, the last 5 years, and there's always something to learn.
All right. I want to touch, as have you tell us about a couple of other projects that the chamber is involved with. First up, the auction. So what's the deal with the auction?
So we're having a wicked cool auction called Mission Vegas at Mission Boathouse on October 19th from 5:30 to 8:30. It is a casino night and live and silent auction. It's one of our major fundraisers. We are a nonprofit. We are not part of a city department. We are totally self-sustaining, and therefore we do need to fundraise several times throughout the year. We're going to have over 30 silent auction items. We've got about 8 live auction items. We're really gearing in on experiences and fun things all around the area. We will have a whole bunch of gaming tables. We've got several poker tables, several blackjack tables, double roulette, craps tables, prize wheel. It's going to be super fun. Cross Insurance is actually our major sponsor, and people can go get tickets. They're only $75. You'll be fed very well. We've got signature cocktails, and most important, because people worry about the parking, we have secured a shuttle starting around 5:15 from the MBTA Beverly parking garage on Rantoul Street that will run every 15 minutes. Don't quote me on the time there, but around every 15 minutes, if you will, between Mission Boathouse and the parking garage, so people don't have to worry about parking, and it's great. People can get tickets at greaterbeverlychamber.com. They're only $75, so we're super excited, and we know that there's a buzz about this. And the other awesome shop local initiative, which I am extremely proud of to bring to Beverly as the executive director, we had a whole team behind this, is our Greater Beverly Gift Certificate Program. People can, again, go to our website to get a whole list of over 50 businesses that are participating in this program. This is a shop local initiative. You can use these gift certificates. They come in $10, $25, or $50 denominations. You can certainly buy $200 worth and divvy them up any way you'd like, but they're great at dozens of restaurants and health and wellness businesses. They've got some service-oriented businesses. It's just a fantastic. You know, there's something there for everyone. It's literally like, you know, anywhere between Putnam Pantry and Rev Kitchen, massages, nail salons, etc. This is awesome for the holidays, whether it's a stocking stuffer, a thank you to all your employees. People are always looking, what do I get all the employees? This is a great opportunity to thank people, thank your letter carrier, etc. We are expecting a boom for the holidays. We soft launched it back in March. We've sold probably $3,000 worth of gift certificates for birthdays and family outings and all kinds of things. So we're super excited. You can get them, like I said, online, and we can mail them to you, or you can come pick them up at our office. You can get them at Anchor Home Medical, which is on Cabot Street, Super Sub, which is also on Cabot Street, Beverly Athletic Club as well, and, of course, Henry's Market. So they are available when we are closed. You can buy them at these locations as well because they're open on the weekends and at night. But it's a great shop local initiative to keep our dollars in our community. I did launch this in Marblehead back in 2006, and it was incredibly successful. We sold about $20,000 worth of gift certificates the first few months that we launched it. They're also great for teachers' gifts as well. Think of the teachers.
Think of anybody, right. And the other thing, it sounds like to me, it's kind of like a debit card with specific merchants, though, right? I mean, it's like you can use it at any, one card will go to any of the places as long as there's money still left on it, right? Does that sound right?
It's actually not that modern. Believe it or not, I've based this off of both what Marblehead and Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce are still doing. It is still a paper gift certificate, but that is, the business knows that they just deposit it in their bank account, and they will, you know, let's say someone buys one for $50 and they use, you know, $30 of it. It's up to the store whether they want to give a merchandise credit or the cash back. I'm not going to get in the middle of that as far as what the store wants to do, but yeah, I mean, you can pretty much, you know, you can pretty much go. We have a list of where to go, and the list is also included in each gift certificate that goes out the door.
Well, you know, that all makes sense.
Right?
Terrific. Yeah, absolutely.
This is a great, great thing, and we're super, super excited about it. What surprised me most when we launched it when I was the Marblehead Chamber Director many moons ago was how many people walked in to buy something for their teacher. And I live up in Gloucester. I personally buy them for my kids' teachers every year through the Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce, and it's one of the biggest sellers because of the teachers. So, because it gives people the gift of choice.
Well, now, Leslie, you're just coming off as someone very nice. You know what I'm saying?
I hope I'm nice.
Well, that's a nice thing to do. No, you're right. And I mean, I suppose you folks can get a gift card and they say, I don't really want that gift card, but this gift card, they're going to have to love it because there's so many options for it, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely.
There really are. Yeah. There is. And it's keeping money local. That's the goal. Support the local business community.
Exactly. I was just thinking that, but you said it. So terrific. All right, Leslie, I think we're good here. Anything else you want to mention at all to us?
No, thank you. I'm just very grateful for the opportunity, and I hope to see, you know, your viewers at either all or one of these events.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Leslie, thanks so much for your time and the work, and best of luck with the auction, the gift certificates, and, of course, the forum this coming Thursday with the candidates for mayor. Leslie, thanks.
You're very welcome.
Leslie Gould, the executive director of the Greater Beverly Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.